value when you're using your full brain power, when you're smart enough to eat your supper before it gets cold. That made even Theopippus smile and dig in. July 8th, 1961. Saturday evening. Reading the Arabian Nights again has started me thinking, can stuff like this really happen? A girl who saves her life by telling a cruel sultan a bunch of stories? Let's say El Jefe had taken me away to his big bedroom, like he wanted to do with Lucinda. Could I have told him some stories that would have changed his evil heart? Or are some people so awful that nothing can really get inside them and make a difference? I asked Theopepe, and he said that is the million-dollar question. He said many great thinkers like Nietzsche and Heidegger tried but never came up with a satisfactory answer, and they were working with a lot bigger plate of brains than I am. Theamati has promised to ask Oscar for another book recommendation.
Do you know the story of the Arabian Nights? It's about this evil sultan, that's kind of like a king, who's planning to kill this girl. But every night, the girl tells him part of this long story she's making up. And every night, the sultan wants to hear what happens next. So much that he keeps deciding to let the girl live one more night. In the end, the sultan grows to love the girl. Her stories help him become a nice person, and he doesn't kill her after all. Anita wonders if she could have done the same thing with El Jefe. I kind of doubt it, but I guess that's her way of wondering, did El Jefe really have to be murdered, or could somebody have convinced him to become a good guy and give the Dominicans their freedom? I guess we'll never know for sure. Let's go on to July 9th, 1961, on page 128.
July 9th, 1961, Sunday, late afternoon. Mommy and I have been alone all day, as the Mancinis went to the beach to visit friends. They shut up the house and sent all the servants away. The place is so creepy and quiet, and of course every little noise scares us. Mommy and I played cards for a while, and then we went into the bathroom, and Mommy herself put my hair up in a bun like a ballerina and made me up with a little lipstick and rouge. Mommy? I asked as we studied the results in the mirror. Do you think I look just the tiniest bit like Audrey Hepburn? Much prettier, Mommy said. She couldn't have said anything nicer. I forgave her all her nerves.